Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Daniels. Mike, I need your website, please.
Take a look at AEI.org, Jim. That's where we do most of our technology policy work out of Washington, D.C. and the American Enterprise Institute, AEI.org, and just look for our tech policy work.
And that's an organization my audience knows I've been recommending to them for over two decades now. AEI is a great organization. So I encourage you to check it out, folks. Mike's in charge of the Global Internet Strategy Project there for AEI. He's the chairman of that. And so I encourage you to go there and find out more about that. The book is called Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions. It's all about how he was part of the monetizing, he and others, the history of monetizing the Internet. That's who this guy is. That's who Mike is. He's the guy at the center of all that. Hey, Mike, we're talking about 5G, folks, the new mobile connectivity Wi-Fi, wireless, not Wi-Fi, wireless, mobile wireless connection to the Internet is, as we said earlier, it's not just the next step up from 4G. It's so much more than that. And, Mike, one of the things we need to say is that 5G is not going to replace Wi-Fi or fiber, right? I mean, we're still – it's most people are going to wind up with it having both connectivities, right? They're going to have – they're going to have 5G, and they're also going to have hardwire or Wi-Fi to the Internet. I have that now in all the work that I do. I have a 4G connection, and I have a parallel universe to the hardwire. But that's going to continue.
That's right. It'll all continue, Jim.
5G is not going to replace Wi-Fi or hardwire.
No, will not.
It's not either or. It's both and. Now, talk to us about how communities can take the 5G revolution, if you want to call it that, the 5G rollout. How can they use that in combination with the other capability to make sure that their communities thrive in this new age we're moving into? The way people are, the new definition of work in the future, the way people are going to be going to work and doing business. Talk to us about how communities can help themselves.
Yeah, Jim, the answer to your question is what we're talking about today for everybody listening on Jim's show is the economic national security of the United States of America. These are all pieces of this puzzle that's been going on now for many, many, many years in our lifetime. And so what we've got is a situation where we have to be the technology leader or else we are going to start to fall behind economically and security-wise in the country. And so when Jim asked the question about what do you do about this, what's the importance of it in your own community, everybody should be thinking about this that has a way to influence or encourage their local leaders to take advantage of these technologies, because what we see in the country is this. Areas that have these kind of technologies where the public and private sector people work together to make sure these are used for the benefit of businesses to grow, their citizens to have this access so they can work from home, et cetera, these areas thrive today and are going to thrive more in the future, Jim. If you don't have that kind of capability, you're going to be left behind. We see this in study after study. We see it in region after region in the country. So what Jim is saying to you, everyone on Jim's show this morning, is get involved in this, because it's your livelihood. It's your community's livelihood. It's your state's livelihood. It's the security of the United States of America. This is all piece of this puzzle of the digitization of the globe through the endless march of technology that Jim and I have been talking about now for 4 or 5 years on the show.
Yeah. And the thing is that this is different, isn't it? The 5G addition to this whole connectivity capability. This is a different this requires a different response by communities than just waiting for 4G to show up, doesn't it? I mean, this requires more proactive response by communities to make sure that not only that it comes into downtown, but that it gets out to the last mile of the citizenry. What do you think?
That's exactly right, Jim. And we could talk about case after case in the country where we see this. We've looked at it. We've got studies that have shown this. You've got to be proactively involved. You've got to work with your state, your local officials to get this stuff done, to connect you up.
Hey, Mike, I got to wrap it up. AEI.org. Mike Daniels, thank you for being here. We always get smarter when you join us. Come back soon.
Great, Jim. Thank you.
Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.